Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Ever wanted your children to learn about the life of Blessed John Paul II? Well, if you should, consider English author Joanna Bogle's illustrated book for children by the title of John Paul the Great, which fits that description. So, Joanna Bogle, your last book here is for children. And believe it or not, it's about Blessed John Paul the Great.
I loved writing this book. I think it's the first book in English about Blessed John Paul the Great for children since his beatification. I absolutely loved working on it.
And the illustrations seem to conjure up what his life story was about.
And what a remarkable life story. I'm thrilled to have been working with the illustrator, Katie Teague. We got on very well. I produced the text, the story of his life, written very simply for children. And then I met Katie, and she's an awfully nice woman, and we just got on awfully well. And then we worked with the publisher. You have to look at all sorts of little details. John Paul was one of the most photographed people I think there has ever been in history. So it's important to get everything right because people remember exactly what he looked like. You can't get away with just scribbling something. Katie's a very talented artist and the pictures are beautiful and tender. But you have to get it right. What was his stole like? What was his ring like? What was that crucifix like? It's absolutely accurate. And his dear face and that Slavonic carved face, absolutely wonderful person.
It would appeal to children because it's an interesting story in itself, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. One of the things that struck me when I was working on the book was, you know, what an adventure story it is. And as we follow it, first we have this extraordinarily tragic childhood in a way. He loses his mother. He loses his beloved older brother. There was a little sister who died before he was born. So here he is with his father. And the two loved each other dearly and found a lot of consolation in that love. But it's a sad story. And then as he emerges into young manhood, this athletic boy who's fond of football and very talented, in marches an invading army into his country. And then in the very early years of the war, when he's not yet 20, his father dies. So he's all alone, his country is under occupation by a particularly cruel occupiers, the Nazis. I mean, it's a very dramatic story.
So it would appeal to children?
Yes, I think so. Apart from anything else, a very encouraging story of good overcoming evil and of faith and prayer. The most dramatic part, I would say, having talked about the huge drama of the war years and then the communist takeover at the end of the war. But the biggest drama was the election as Pope and then the assassination attempt in St. Peter's Square.
You have that in the book as
yes,
well,
I yeah. do. It's a big double page spread, of course. And there he is, you know, slumped in St. Peter's Square, this huge crowd, this priest, this Pope, this man in white, shot and the blood spurting out in St. Peter's Square. And I mean, we all remember that, those dramatic days. Of course, extraordinarily, there was in fact another assassination attempt a year later in Fatima. A deranged Lefebvre's priest tried to stab him. I haven't put that in the book, but I mean, this man's life, Blessed John Paul's life, was just one extraordinary adventure after another.
So this is, how old are the children who might read this book?
I really aimed it at children aged 7, 8, 9 upwards, but I've tried it out on rather older children and they enjoyed it. It really depends on their reading age. And there are children who struggle with reading or who would just enjoy it anyway. They would find it a nice, easy read. So I actually found children at secondary school, 11, 12, 13, who were enjoying it very much.
Because there's just enough writing on each page, no?
Yes, I kind of measured that out carefully. This is one of a series of books about saints that's been produced over the years by St. Paul Publications. They had done John Vianney and others.
Le Curé d'Ars.
And so I modelled my book on theirs. And there was a very nice one they did about Blessed, as he now is, Blessed John Henry Newman. So I looked at the amount of words on the page and also the typeface, a nice suitable one for children. And then, as I said, I was very blessed in the illustrator. Here's the lovely picture of the Pope greeting the Jewish rabbi, an amazing breakthrough visiting the synagogue in Rome. And then one of my favourite pictures is explaining that he appointed Cardinal Ratzinger to work, among other things, on the new catechism. So here is the present Pope depicted in the book with his nice white hair and his spectacles, beavering away on the catechism. And it's funny, that's how I remember him, wearing his cassock with the red piping and not with the white robe he now wears. And there were a lot of things I'd actually almost forgotten about. When I say the rosary now, I add the luminous mysteries. They're part of the rosary. And in fact, I think they're very popular. They work very well, if I could put it that way, in the rosary. And just the other day, I was taking part in a big procession. We said the luminous mysteries. But of course, these were a gift from John Paul. These were a gift from John Paul that kind of complete that cruciform image of the rosary, you know, the sort of four points of the cross, as it were. And I thought, yeah, it's another whole thing John Paul gave us.
Joanna, those were the five new mysteries that John Paul II added to the traditional 15th when he published his encyclical letter on the rosary, Rosarium Virginis Mariae.
And there were so many layers to his remarkable pontificate, including the very tragic last layer when he seemed to be suffering so much but still carrying on his ministry and suffering from Parkinson's.
It was very impressive, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? And what a lesson for every old person, for every frail person, for anyone confined to bed or to a wheelchair or struggling with some painful and debilitating disease. Just to go on, you know, just to go faithfully on. And
Soldiering on.
And he didn't sort of marginalise. He didn't think, I don't look as good as I did, you know. So that's something too, when most people, when they get old, will probably look less beautiful, less fine, less manly, less charming, you know, than they did when they were young. But it doesn't matter. God is pleased with you. And of course, he did in his own way look rather marvellous as an old man. There was this extraordinary love and dignity, and many, many people would only remember him like that, but they remember him with such affection. He was in his own way rather beautiful, because there was so much courage and so much life etched into that face.
And you were listening there to English author Joanna Bogle as she speaks to us of her illustrated book for children by the title of John Paul the Great. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.